It's a lovely morning. We're going to talk about social media.
Oof.
Oof, oof, indeed. And the question really is, do you Twitter? Have you gone viral on YouTube? Do you blog on Facebook? If you're not in the know, it's all a bit confusing. Since the birth of the internet and the World Wide Web just a few short years ago, the way we communicate with each other has gone under a complete change. With the latest computer and smartphone technology, a revolution has taken place, turning the old ways on its head. But have we gone too far? Social media is a phrase that's heard a lot these days, but what exactly is it? Well, essentially, it's social media uses different forms of online technology through which people can share content, voice opinions, and talk about world issues. Well, actually, it's really for gossip. Social media can come in many forms. Texting, this is ideal for writing to other people who you may or may not know about nothing in particular. While images, putting your photos online, means you don't have to invite friends around to your house anymore. With a touch of a button, your holiday snaps can now bore people all over the world. With audio, this is called a podcast, incidentally. Basically, you can talk to yourself for hours and then send the recording to others who will listen to your ramblings about the cost of living and how bad the wife's verrucas are. With video, cheap video cameras are now available, and it's possible to make home movies and put them on the internet for all to see. Alternatively, you can do what I did once, and that's film yourself falling on ice while playing a banjo. That ended up on American TV, and I got paid for it, so that wasn't bad. Social media is definitely here to stay, but sometimes there is a feeling of, is it all a little bit too much? Call me old-fashioned, but I'm looking forward to actually seeing people in the flesh this weekend and hearing some proper old-fashioned gossip.